around and we're looking, we're trying to figure out what's going on. I looked out the window and that house was gone. Three children, 4, 2, and maybe 4 months. And they were in that basement. The warning came out and he said, take cover, and maybe for the first time in my life I did.
That's too much of what the conversation tends to be these days in the Midwest and other parts of this country. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, happy to be the skipper here of America tonight. Tornado watches stretch from the Texas Panhandle all the way, they say, past central Nebraska on Wednesday. Another bullseye on the map, a wave of storms. Plain States, Midwest, right in the middle of it. The man you just heard was talking about Michigan, his house in Michigan. So you have to take cover when you start to see the weather and you look and you see the red dots on the map. That's it. Radar showed sporadic warnings of a handful of counties in Texas, Kansas, and Nebraska that they were going to get the high winds. Severe thunderstorm warning was posted for a place where I started my career, Kearney, Nebraska. They have a university there, small, cool little town. The station was right in the middle of the cornfield. And when I was there, I never was so scared in my life. The 10 times I heard sirens go off and the twisters that ultimately kind of surrounded the Kearney area. So they get that kind of weather. They had golf ball size hail, and they had roofs that were collapsing and cars that got damaged and whatnot. And they said the winds were up to 100 miles an hour. 100 miles an hour. And I think no matter where you live, you're starting to see that it seems like we're dealing with some wild weather these days. The Weather Service had warnings out, not just for the Midwest and the areas that I mentioned, but a few other places dotted on the map, too. South Dakota, Indiana, all of those spots. I mean, I guess they fall into the Midwest, but not in the initial swath that they were talking about. Here's the bottom line. Now if somebody says, hey, you might want to become a little bit emergency prepared or a lot emergency prepared, no longer is that a punchline about, oh, gosh, bunkers and food and, you know, isn't that paranoia? No, not even from the weather point of view. It's not about that anymore. I mean, now when you see signs of bad weather, you have to have some kind of an escape plan. Kids at school, kids are getting out of school. Where is everybody? Where do you grab them, snap them up? Where are you meeting? Tornadoes on the ground. You know, what do you do? I mean, it's possible now. We're starting to see all kinds of crazy things happen. I've said this before, but because I lived in California, went through a little bit of an earthquake there, saw what's happened to people with tornadoes that have shocked them to the core and blown away everything that they had. Luckily, not their lives, but everything else. I've seen fire and mudslides do incredible damage to people's lives. So I finally woke up and decided, you know what? I'm sitting here talking about this. We've had people on the show. I have a few things ready, but now I got it. You got to have that bag packed. You got to have those flashlights, the generators, all that kind of stuff. I mean, for goodness sake, people, it's every day is a crapshoot. Or so it seems, in knowing what could possibly the wrath that Mother Nature could rain down on our heads. All right, coming up in this hour of ATN, lots of you email the show. Thanks a lot. You can do that by going to americatonight.net, clicking on contact, and boom, you are in. Many of you wanted to talk about the Tea Party suing the IRS. Bravo, we knew that was going to happen. And they really do have a leg to stand on. So we'll talk about that. Also, coming up, typos and how big typos have been lately, whether it's a terrorist becoming scot-free off of the terror watch list, even though the Russians have warned us about this particular terrorist that was ultimately killed. I'm talking about Tamerlan Tsarnaev. Or a beauty pageant that was shook up. That's a hint. I'll tell you about that horrific typo. You know, I thought typos were just the thing of you were sending out a resume and you looked like a fool when you typed, when you put, you didn't spell check and you had things in the wrong order and you misspelled somebody's name. But typos are pretty costly on the extreme ends of the spectrum. Especially, it's very strange when you talk about terror watch lists and how just one little tiny letter messes it up and somebody who should be on the list isn't, and somebody who has no business being on the list, like a kid, is on the list and can't get off of the list. Very, very strange. Also very strange, and part of the mailbag as well, besides the Tea Party and the lawsuit, is the controversy that now is swarming around the head of Eric Holder. Many of you want to talk about that, too. I guess because you know that he's been my favorite punching bag for really 4 years, from almost right from the beginning. Giving him the benefit of the doubt, you look at the resume, ooh, yeah, he's got the background. But to me, he seems arrogant, irresponsible, and incompetent. And I can think of many, many reasons why he should resign. He's really screwed it up, and especially this stuff with the media and Associated Press and pouring through the phone records and the subpoenas, and I didn't know anything about it, and I do know something. You know, what is it? He knows, he doesn't know. For goodness sake, if you're going to hand the baton, an attorney general's a big thing in this country, the attorney general of the entire United States, let's put somebody in who's willing to admit, one, when they've made a mistake, and also to accept responsibility and be accountable. When people shirk accountability, that makes me nervous, especially at the top. Whoa, hear no evil, see no evil, I did no evil. And you keep hearing that too many times. It's like the boy who cried wolf in a different sense. And he said it too many times. I got to think the guy's completely, completely incompetent. So many of you wrote about that, and we'll get to those in the mailbag, like I said. It's always about numbers. We can count is a fun segment that we do here on the show, because numbers lift people up and numbers bring people down. And we've got some poll numbers. There's some real worries about a war in Syria that's out there that people are talking about. I think it's because you worry that we'll have to be involved physically somehow, even though we've been promised over and over again that that's not going to happen. How many people does it take before the president decides and it gets put up in front of the people on the Hill that we need to now invest some resources in yet this part of the Middle East? The Middle East is just draining us. I mean, it's draining us emotionally. It's draining us physically. It's draining us financially. Do we care about pieces of the Middle East? Well, yeah. I'm not saying turn the whole thing into glass. I'm just saying that there are many people that would like to turn the United States into glass that are doing their best to poison what is good in the Middle East. But we cannot fight every single battle. You might see it a different way. On any of the things I just talked about, you can always throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. We're climbing the wall.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now, don't just walk away.
My job is not to run Rutgers. That's the job of the Board of Governors and President Barchi and the General Counsel John Farmer, all of whom I have respect for. These are their decisions. They decided to hire Eddie Jordan. They decided to hire Julie Herman. And now they have to deal with the questions that are being raised. I'm not going to micromanage every hire at Rutgers University. And if I did that, I would have no time to do the job as governor. I have absolute confidence in Bob Barchi. I think he's the right man for the job. And he has my complete confidence and support.
All right, so that's Chris Christie talking about the AD, really, because he keeps being asked about what's happened at Rutgers, because here we go again. And the current athletic director is Julie Herman, and apparently she had a checkered past, to say the least. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So blunders of the week on the list, I would include this. It's very easy to go over this ground again and again, but we have some fresh information. How about this? This one was stunning to me. I learned this through a very good source at Rutgers, but it may be now published. I don't know. They paid, the university did pay $70,000 to have Julie Herman vetted. Who's getting 70 grand? To vet her, and they're not coming up with the background that she was abusive to players when she was a volleyball coach at Tennessee. I have a feeling that everybody on Pal Talk, that everybody who emails me at americatonight.net, everybody that listens to the show and calls in at 855-266-5283, I have a feeling, honestly, on our worst day, we could do better than this company did in vetting her. Because this information wasn't hard to find. It didn't really take that much digging. Didn't have to be a super sleuth. So now the cloud over Rutgers has exploded. No matter what Chris Christie says, I have absolute faith in the president, because he doesn't want to deal with this. He's got to run New Jersey. He's got to run what's happening there, and there's a lot going on where he's dealing with the deficit. He's still dealing with the cleanup of Sandy. He just had his BFF, President Obama, in town, so he had to squire him around. He's got to talk about his weight loss to everybody that asks him every single day. He doesn't have time to deal with Rutgers this time around. So now we're talking about 2 months, and there doesn't appear to be any breakage, and I'm saying massive dark clouds. Doesn't appear to be any break in the action here. There's the statement supporting the president from the gov. The new AD, Julie Herman, cannot be out of the woods because there is a push, even from a former governor, Richard Cotty, to get her out, to remove her through the legislature somehow. And I think that it's not going to be let go. Not when you have the Star Ledger and other newspapers, not just New Jersey newspapers, not just New York newspapers, but everybody looking for dirt on her. And everybody comes to the same conclusion. The 15 members of the 97 volleyball team at Tennessee forced her departure as a coach after the verbal and physical abuse that supposedly she called them whores and alcoholics and learning disabled. She barred them from showering, eating after losses, took their jerseys, slapped them on the sidelines, slapped them. Boom! That's crazy. What parent wasn't furious over that? You call your family? Yeah, my coach slapped me, knocked me to the ground. Come on. People were all over Bobby Knight for that. But Bobby Knight won, and he was in a big program. That's a different story. This is the biggest blunder ever. It's not just a blunder of the week. So an assistant track coach brought sexual discrimination claims about Herman, brought him forward in 2008 while she was the athletic director, the assistant athletic director at Louisville. The coach was fired 3 weeks later. That court case is going to be heard by the Kentucky Supreme Court because that's not even done yet. So she's in the middle of this, too. And it's all having to do with Herman. There's just no way she's lying. She's just flat out lying. Then they have her on a wedding video relating to the lawsuit, which went against her concerning the firing of an assistant coach for becoming pregnant. That coach got $150,000. Herman said there was no video. Then why did they give him $150,000? Oh, Rutgers, I think they're in denial. They're just hoping it'll all go away. It doesn't work that way. It's not going to all go away. She should just step down. There is no way she will be a positive force for moving into the Big Ten for Rutgers University. She's a disaster. So that is a big blunder. I mentioned typos. Here's a blunder that you'll get a kick out of. Not if you were related to the girl who was crowned Miss Universe Canada. Initially, the crown went to Denise Gerardo, who was living her dream as the winner of Miss Universe in Our Friends to the North. But a typo was discovered in the tabulation of the results, and it took it all away. It turned out that Risa Santos was the actual winner, and Garrido, who was crowned, had the tiara on, had the little magic wand that they give you, the scepter. She's waving it around. She's all excited, has her sash on, looking great, happy, grinning ear to ear like a Cheshire cat. Then she has to be called up after doing photo shoots and interviews and everything else to say, you're not really Miss Universe Canada. Yeah, you're not going to represent us. So that's pretty humiliating. Tell family, friends, everybody celebrating. I think the thing here is if they made a typo, couldn't they do what everybody else does and just lie? Can't they do what happened with Julie Herman? What are you talking about, typo? No. We tabulated it. No problem. So they apologized to her. They said it's a human error when they discovered the results, and they instead crowned Risa Santos. She got the call of the lifetime. I'm sorry, we counted wrong. We don't know how to count in Canada, so we need to redo this. We need to redo here, right? All right, here's another blunder of the week that a lot of people are talking about. I mean, I'm sure this came from all these people brushing against him, but it is kind of funny. There was lipstick on the collar of who? President Obama. So there was a White House reception earlier this week. The president opened his remarks by showing his collar. He singled out the aunt of the American Idol runner-up, Jessica Sanchez. She said, where is she? Look at this. He pointed to his collar, and everybody laughed. Ha, ha, ha. It was a light moment. But he said, I don't want to be in trouble with Michelle. That's why I'm calling you out in front of everybody. So she probably was short. She reached up and grabbed him or something, I'm thinking. Guys, is lipstick on the collar still a really bad thing? Yeah, I guess if you don't explain it. Hopefully they can get that lipstick out. No word on what kind it was. And still the biggest blunder continues to be this whole thing of the IRS. It's not going to go away. And they're meaning the Tea Party being targeted. They don't get the tax-exempt status. They don't get the tax-exempt status because they were jammed up when they put the paperwork in, thanks to the people in Cincinnati and that IRS branch who were supposed to dutifully look at the application and process it. I mean, if they could deny them because it didn't make sense, okay. I'm not saying every organization of the 500 should get the clearance, but certainly more than zero. Because very few did. So now a couple of lawsuits actually have been filed. And I think there's some warm targets here. I think that the targeting of the Tea Party groups, the conservative groups, the patriot groups, that kind of stuff, I think the evidence is stacked against the IRS. Maybe the IRS isn't going to have enough money to hire the people they need to go after the people who aren't able to afford health care under Obamacare. On second thought, we don't have any more money. So the group that filed the lawsuit, just so you know, for what I think is the big blunder in the last 2 weeks, they're saying that they have a whole bunch of ammunition in the arsenal to go up against the IRS. It's the biggest lawsuit over the IRS's practice of targeting conservatives for additional scrutiny. The lawsuit names Attorney General Eric Holder, Treasury Secretary Jack Lew, and a bunch of other IRS people, including Lois Lerner, who's on paid administrative leave. The suit says the constitutional rights of 25 Tea Party groups and others were violated when tax workers singled them out for a drawn-out vetting process. Yeah, they weren't getting clearance. They weren't even getting looked at. Their applications were shoved in a drawer. Your mail next on America Tonight.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural anti-parasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Dan has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Dan from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
No attorneys to plead my case, no arrest to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true for diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now. I deserve my eyes now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now.
All of you and what you had to say in our mailbag. You can always give us a jingle if you want to throw in your two cents on what's happening with the Tea Party and the lawsuit. How much of a chance do you give them to win this? I say if it's fair, I'm going to give them a 75% chance to win it, because I think they've got some pretty hard evidence and legal legs to stand on. Not many loopholes around what was happening to them. They were targeted. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's flip it to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
So, first in the mailbag is Alvarez, who says, Kate, there's no doubt about it. I'm with you. I'm a lifelong Democrat, and I think it is piss poor, pardon my French, what has happened to the Tea Party groups who filed for tax exemption. Fair is fair. The Supreme Court did rule. Citizens United, after all. So there definitely was room for the groups to get the tax-exempt status. Why the IRS would fumble it that way, I have no idea. Aren't they supposed to be neutral? Yeah. Aren't they supposed to be neutral? Well, see, that's why the lawsuit specifically even names Lois Lerner. She has a history of this, and her politics, I think, seeped into what she was doing for the company. And that's not good. And I think that she comes down for sure in this. What happens with anybody else connected to it, you know, Jack Lew, I don't know. Because he stepped in kind of late to the game. The former IRS director, I don't see that either. I think that the only way would be if you had definite links, email-wise, any kind of evidence, hard evidence, that would shoot off specifically to the people like a Jack Lew, then yeah, absolutely. But I don't think you're going to find that. For Lois Lerner, I think they will find that, and she definitely, to me, goes down on this, unless there was no trail. If there was absolutely no trail, somehow, some way, the people that are being grilled right now, the people who process the applications, are the ones who are going to spill the beans. They got a memo from somebody who was the middle management person, and then the person above them must have given them the memo. I mean, they didn't just do this on their own. They didn't just say, hey, you know what? Make this as Tea Party because I'm a Democrat, or I'm an independent, or I just don't care. I'm just going to say, yeah, we're going to shove it aside. We're going to come up with funky questions to ask them that make no sense, and we're going to drag it out. We're not going to give them that tax exemption. All right, here's another one from Al, who says, boy, oh boy, what a blunder by the IRS to steal your thunder, Ms. Delaney. I think there is no doubt whatsoever that the IRS targeted the Tea Party. It's only in question as to whether or not justice will be served. And by justice, I mean that somebody's heads have to roll for this. Who's going to jail, in the words of the Speaker of the House? Yeah, we'll see. Is anybody going to go to jail for this or not? It depends on the evidence. I don't know what the evidence is. I'm assuming it's there, because if there's 20 of us, and I'm just picking a random number. I don't know. It's probably even less than that, but let's just say there's 20. And we process these applications for tax-exempt status, 501 C3s there, all right? And that's my job, but that's my... There's 15 other people that's their job, too. There's somebody, there's a layer above us, there's a layer above them. So somebody tells us, okay, here's the memo on what you're supposed to do, right? Read the memo, and this is it. This is who you deny. This is the questions you ask them. This is what you have to go through and send them when you have a question as to whether or not they should get the tax exemption. And what happened was they started to get overwhelmed because of the Citizens United decision by the Supreme Court. But tough tiddlywinks. It opened the gate for more people to apply for tax exemption, for more groups to apply for it. And that's the way the cookie crumbles. That's what the people in the robes said, so that's what happened. The IRS is huge. They have people that aren't doing the job they're supposed to be doing, because there's another three layers underneath them doing the same thing. I'm not saying in every department, I'm not saying at every desk, I'm not saying at every level, but I know for a fact, because I know people that work for the IRS, that there have been days where, yeah, soap operas seem okay, some people working from home, yeah, I might be really busy for a couple of days, but now I'm just chillaxing. So I got to think that there were enough resources that could have been redirected to handle an area of that branch of the government that suddenly had more applications. You can't tell me they couldn't rearrange the furniture. They could rearrange the furniture. You know, that's the bottom line. This from Billy in Illinois. Kate, I can't believe the weather here. I'm telling you, you're so right about being emergency prepared. I chuckled about your story, and I have to say, at many points in my life, I was ill-prepared for some big storms that we got that knocked out the power for days. But I learned my lesson, as I have a family, a young family, three little boys and a wife. And frankly, whenever something disastrous hits, the power goes out, you can't find a hotel in sight, so you have to have an alternative plan. And I really fear for those people in Moore, Oklahoma. Many of them did have an alternative plan, and they were able to execute it. Some of them didn't. But the sad thing is 24 people died, 7 kids. And I think going forward with these tornado relief funds and whatnot that are being funneled to the people in that town, once everything's taken care of, anything extra should be thrown into a fund to build more storm shelters. Yeah, bravo, I agree with that. anybody that can donate storm shelters, that would be big, because some of these shelters, nothing fancy, but they're like $5,000-$8,000. And families who are saying, geez, we got dentists, we got school clothes, we've got a car payment, we got a mortgage. That's not high on their list, but I think it has to be high on their list. You know, there's two concerts that have now been organized, country concerts that now have been organized in Oklahoma, and they've raised $500,000, thank goodness, because you've got 1,100 structures, businesses, schools that were destroyed by the tornado. You have to remember, we're talking about a 17-mile path of destruction that flattened entire neighborhoods and killed all of those people, 24, and actually 9 were kids, not 7, 9 in the end. 400 people were injured. Everybody in some way has been affected by it in this area. And that rebuilding, think of 19 football fields of debris. 19. If you ever go on one football field, it seems ominous. It's so big. We're talking about 19 strung together. So they got to keep raising as much money as they can. And they are. Millions is pouring in, and that's the good thing. But people are still picking through their stuff, trying to find anything that they might be able to find, remnants of something left over, believe it or not. And now this tornado is, this tornado is, I think, a sign for everybody to realize that we have some more severe weather that are hitting different parts of the United States. It starts out maybe as a thunderstorm, and then it escalates into something much worse. So you don't want to put yourself in a situation where you have nowhere to turn. I mean, is that not the worst thing in the world? You're just, it's like being blindsided. Oh, I hate being blindsided. And you're just, what are you, walking around in circles? No cell tower, no anything. You can't even find your insurance claim number because you don't have the paperwork. It blew away in the storm. Yeah. It's really the time to figure out a few things and get some stuff done. All right, this one comes to us from Dennis listening in New Jersey. Kate, I've listened to the show for a long time, sister. You go, girl. I have to tell you, I heard you talk about the Arizona woman who's in that Mexican jail. That smells of a setup. Doesn't seem as though she could smuggle drugs. They didn't reach a decision at a hearing. Her family is praying that she's going to be freed soon. If not, Yanira Maldonado is going to have a rough ride, I think, in that part of Mexico. Yeah, she was stopped at a checkpoint in Hermoso, about 170 miles from the border. She was got, you know, they all emptied out of the bus that they were on. They said she had 12 pounds of pot. And I'll say it again, she's a Mormon. She's got 7 kids. Doesn't make sense. They took the advice of a Mexican lawyer. They tried to bribe some judges. That didn't work out. They were there for a funeral. And look what's happened as a result. So she's in a woman's facility in Nogales. And apparently she's doing a little bit better emotionally. Her spirits are a little bit better. But I bet she has really had a rough time being, especially, you know, this is the ultimate blindsiding. You're completely innocent and they handcuff you, take you to a Mexican jail and say, you were a smuggler. Mm. We're talking numbers next. We can count. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
WFLN, people listening there in Arcadia, Florida. My family doesn't live too far from there. And also our pals in Mississippi and Laurel, Mississippi, WMKI and Vicksburg, WVBG. And, of course, all the rest of you and all those nooks and crannies out there, including our pals in New York City, WVNJ. Go out to Stacy, who is in Mississippi. Hey, Stacy, how you been?
Hey, just fine. And you?
I'm excellent, thank you. What's on your mind?
You know, that's funny. You said Laurel, Mississippi. And no, I don't want to hear just hear myself on the radio because I own six furniture stores. I was on TV 6 and 8 times a day out of Laurel, Mississippi. I had six furniture stores. And what made me kind of close them down was business got slow after 9/11, which I think is one of the worst things in the world that happened to the United States, 9/11.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people had to change their lives and what they were doing, like you said, businesses. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was living the American dream until then. I went from making, I'm not going to say what to what.
Right.
But, yeah, I think it's one of the worst things in the world that ever happened to the United States. And the second thing that I think the worst thing happened to the United States was Obama being elected. And the third thing, you know what I think the third worst thing was? Him being reelected.
How'd that happen?
idiots. Since I was born, I was taught to be a Democrat. And
right.
I used to be, that's called past tense, just because of Obama. And no, because I was living in a county where I wasn't registered to vote. I didn't vote for him because I wasn't registered to vote in that county. Thank you, God. But anyway, when it comes, my mother spelled out the thing for me, voting. She said, you sure you want to vote for Republican? I said, you got that right, Rock. I won't vote for anybody. Vote for an ant, rat, before I'd vote for him. Well, that's all Obama is, a rat. He's a liar. He's a cheat. He's a thief. I mean, that guy, you can get no worse than that for a president of the United States of America. America should be ashamed. Everybody that voted for him, you ask anybody that you know, did you vote for Obama? No. Everybody you ask, no. Well, everybody, well, somebody did. Who put him in office? America is 77% white. And who put him in office? White people did. But that means they didn't vote for him. Somebody did. I think that's the three worst things that happened in America besides school things. And I know there's a lot of other things that's real bad and everything. I just said, no, I don't want to just talk on radio. I've been on TV a million times, but it's just, I just had to say that.
That's you know, it's all right, Stacey. Keep the faith. There's a guy who's a Democrat flipped over to Republican, as he said. The thing is, the vote. What also was really lost for the Republicans, Stace, is they had hardly any Hispanic vote. I mean, none. And they didn't have a lot of the African American vote. And we've had liberal black folks on. We've had conservative black folks on. And the conservatives told us that, you know what, Romney and Romney's people never came to see us. We wanted to vote. We're voting for them. They just blew us off and went to the obvious places when they came to Detroit, when they came to Philly, when they came to the inner city areas. So they didn't target groups very well, which is what Obama did so well on the ground game. They found the areas where they knew they could score big, and they did it. They did a good job in that, and that's what didn't happen with the Republicans. That was the big mistake there. Let's go to Rick out in Illinois. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Waiting on tomatoes to get here.
Waiting on tomatoes. Oh, the best tomatoes in the land,
tomatoes.
Jersey. Oh, I thought you said tomatoes. I was like, tomatoes, Jersey. Jersey tomatoes are the best. So, yeah, forget it. Forget the tomato discussion. What's on your mind?
I was going to say that Republican thing only for me both after Rush Limbaugh saying Obama and Chris Christie is a master slave relationship. But which one's the master and which one's the slave?
So, yeah, which one? You know what? That was that comment was costly.
Yeah, he's going to help the Republicans out.
Yeah.
They won't Democrats will have a campaign to let Rush Limbaugh run his mouth off. He'll help get a free election.
And the next time around, it's going to be interesting. I had this discussion with a political consultant, Rick, the other day about, okay, so you look at the bench for the Republicans, you look at the bench for the Democrats. And even though I really don't see her doing it, I think the press is on for Hillary Clinton to there's a pack set up and they're already keep talking about her, even though I think that she would be 70. She'd be just turning 70, but I mean, regardless, the push is kind of there in that direction. And for the Republicans, it's pretty decent bench. There's some names that would be up there, but Chris Christie, popularity wise, keeps coming up. And he's definitely conservative. The problem is a lot of people don't like some of the things that Chris Christie lately has done, and they don't necessarily like the fact that he's a little bit more moderate in some areas, a little bit more moderate. Let's go to Dale in Illinois, 1070. That's where he is listening. Hey, Dale, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great, Kate. I wanted to
comment in regard to Eric Holder. I totally agree with you on what his future ought to be. But, you know, we keep dancing around this the whole time. You know, this. Well, eventually we're going to get around to discussing the race issue again.
Yeah.
You know, this is what all it amounts to. You know, Holder's going to bring it up again. When it gets down to the nitty-gritty, that's going to be the subject again. You know, it's something everybody keeps missing because of all these screw-ups that these guys are doing right now. You know, our unemployment rate is still 7.5% or more. Unheard of in a capitalist economy with what's going on with us. You know, we go through these periods of recession, Kate, and we have periodic high unemployment because of it. Now we have what we call just straight chronic unemployment. We got kids coming out of college, have no future in terms of a job. They're going straight to the basement of their parents' home.
Mm.
If their parents still have a home left. They're, you know, and so we're just, they know they're not going to get a job.
Mm.
And we never talk about this anymore because we've let this guy that appears to be president slide on this issue all the time. Quit promising all this free stuff to people, Mr. President. Let's get down to getting people back to work again. Please do something about this.
Yeah, boy, that's true. Let's get back to the basics. Get them out there. Get them working. I agree with you. It's frustrating. It really is. I mean, we're not seeing the true picture. It's like we're in Oz and somebody is behind the curtain pulling the levers, and we know who that is. It's 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Well,
that's why these scandals are breaking.
Well, how far are we going to take this fairness issue? Do we just continue to take from the people that produce the goods and services and give it to the people that don't? Is that what this is all about? Apparently, this is his philosophy.
Yeah, and that's wrong. That's wrong because we live and thrive. Dale, thanks. Great caller always. We live and thrive in a capitalistic society. That's the backbone of America. And that's what has gotten us so far and made us a powerful nation. And we definitely don't want to turn our back on those people. Or trust me, we'll see the pyramid become inverted overnight.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.